to Alumni Stadium on the campus of St. Francis de Sales. At the break, it is Hartley 21, Reedy 10, joined here at halftime by Michael Ray, Bishop Hartley Athletic Director, Volleyball Coach, Alumni Director. Did I get them all?
Got them all.
All right, I want to make sure. We're out of time right now, Michael. Thank you for the time.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks,
just to get your title in. I want to touch on one thing that we mentioned the last time we got together, and this is a huge event. October the 14th. Tell us about the Bishop Hartley Hall of Fame dinner.
Yeah, it's a great event. We honor our inductees to our Hall of Fame at Hartley. This is our fourth year of doing this. Six great inductees, including Sarah Hamilton, Masad Olufemi, Dr. Mike Gilliland, Julie Plank, Mark Aprile, and Ernie Nellen, who has put in 30 years of service at Bishop Hartley.
And we should mention, too, that Masoud Olufemi is also the former Terrence Davis.
Terrence Davis.
Big number 34 when
yep.
he played, right?
Yep.
So that'll be a big event October the 14th. If I'm interested in that event, how can I become a part of it, if you
will? You can go online at bishophartley.org. You can register online. You can just download a form and send it into Hartley, or you can walk up that evening and come to the event.
What else is going on in the athletic or alumni departments right now?
Well, the alumni department, by the way, Jake, I know you're out there listening. You listen to all the games on St. Gabriel, so we appreciate that.
So do we, yeah.
But the alumni department is doing great things. When I got there 2 years ago, we didn't have a lot of people in our database or current data in our database. We're going to graduate our 10,000th student this year.
Wow.
From Bishop Hartley. And we're approaching 4,000 of good contacts to where people are replying to us, getting information out. And it's tough when kids leave, they go to school, it's tough to get that updated information. But we've had some tremendous help in the office, and you know, our goal is to get to 5,000 this year and hopefully to 6 or 7 next year.
And finally, let's talk a little volleyball, if you will. The season, how are things going? Are you ready for a long run?
I certainly hope so. We're our best volleyball right now. We're finally healthy. We had 4 kids go down with injuries in the middle of the season. Really impacted us, but we've had a lot of kids step up. You know, we lose 6 games this year, 5 to Division I opponents and 1 to a State 3 state champion last year. But we, by far, are playing our best volleyball right now. We're peaking at the right time.
But what level are you at? Are you D1 now?
We're D1.
Wow. That's got to be a big adjustment for you guys.
Not real. I mean, for the last 6 years, you know, since I've been at Bishop Hartley, we've been playing a D1 schedule. We play 12 to 14 D1 schools a year. So we're ready for the challenge. The girls are really excited about it. Our expectations are the same. Win a district championship, win a regional championship, get to the Final Four, and see what happens.
Reminder, we're nearing the top of the hour, and you're listening to WVSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 on the Halftime Show, talking with Michael Ray, Bishop Hartley Athletic Director, Volleyball Coach, and Alumni Director. And if I want more information about Bishop Hartley High School, where should I go?
Call Mike Winters.
Call Mike
our
Winters.
Principal.
He
no,
loves go, calls. Any hour.
Go to bishophartley.org. Our website is awesome. Lots of information on there. If you want to be a Hawk to be, if you're at a feeder school, you can join that on there. If you're an alumni and want to give us some information about our Alumni Herald, we'll be happy to get that out. Prospective students, current students, schedules, everything's updated on there. So bishophartley.org.
Michael, maybe we'll cross paths down the road in volleyball here.
I hope so, Randy. I appreciate it.
Thanks for everything, Michael Ray, the Bishop Hartley Athletic Director, Volleyball Coach, and Alumni Director. We're at halftime. 21-10, Hartley leads Reedy. We'll take a break and back with our second. Bishop Reedy on the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel County, May 20.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford of Lancaster, where loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Now during Ford Truck Month, save up to $13,500 off MSRP on remaining 2017 F-150 crew caps, or up to $5,000 off new 2017 Escapes, or get 0% for up to 72 months plus $1,000 on 2017 Fusions. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com, and remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
If you are a college-bound student looking for a school that will allow you to explore and grow in your Catholic faith, discover Ohio Dominican University. Attend our preview day on November 4th to explore Ohio Dominican's in-demand majors and early admission programs into graduate and medical school, and find out how ODU's education, grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, can help you connect your passion with God's purpose for your life. Register for our November 4th preview day at ohiodominican.edu/preview.
Welcome back to Alumni Stadium at halftime. Hartley leads Reedy 21-10, joined now on the highlighter by Dan DeCrane. We'll go through all his titles one time, and that's it, because we'll run out of time otherwise. Director, partner, school outreach, social studies teacher, assistant athletic director, assistant admissions director, head boys basketball coach. Dan, what do you do with your free time?
Wife and kids as much as I can. Not enough. And I know they're listening right now. So
let's go to the admissions part of your job, first of all. Let's talk about the ambassador program and your castle crew and some of those programs.
Yeah. So it's an initiative. Joe Lang started the ambassador program a long, long time ago. It's carried on. It really features our top kids at our school who are ambassadors in the ins and outs of our community, school day and outside of it. They're just phenomenal kids, upperclassmen, 20 to 30, that represent all of our school.
Talk about the opportunity, too, if you will, at a smaller Catholic school. I'm sure you have smaller class size and a greater opportunity for that one-on-one experience, right?
We really believe that we have a great product to offer with individualized education. Based on, like you said, faculty-to-student ratio, 17 to 1. We have brand new facilities that we keep increasing every year. Ms. Siemens done a great job with that. You know, we 91% of our students are involved in one extracurricular and 70% involved in two. So you can get your hands on as much as you want at Reedy.
How about the new medical program you have? This sounds fascinating. What is that going to be all about?
Sure. We just kind of announced it the last couple of weeks. But we're basically going to kick off a program where, whether you're involved in physical training, nursing, learning to be a surgeon, we're going to have former doctors come in, and we're recreating one of our science labs into a state-of-the-art medical teaching facility for students to get kind of pre-work before college.
Now, I talked with Michael Ray about his sport, volleyball. I got to talk to you about boys basketball. How do things look for the Silver Knights for 17-18?
No, we're really excited. We have half of our varsity back. We have five letter winners back. And the younger grades have really, really done a great job developing with our staff, really working hard. I'm excited. It's really a bright future this year and beyond.
So your prognostication for this fall and winter for the basketball team?
You know, our goals are always the same. It's to win the CCL, win a state title. We also have other goals, obviously, that when we don't reach those. But, you know, we're looking forward to doing the best we can night in and night out for 22 games.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. But if we had time, were you going to say hello to somebody?
Yes. Leah and Alexis, hopefully you're behaving right now for my beautiful wife, Katie, excuse me. It's been a long day. Who's watching the Indians game on the edge of her seat. God bless you guys for letting me do this.
Do you want to redo that again on your wife's name or not?
Katie, I apologize.
Thank you very much. Sure. I love it. But you know what? We wish
best her the wife ever.
Best wife, wife. We wish her the worst of luck with the Yankees.
For the next 45 minutes.
That's right. Greg Savaldi is also a big Yankees fan, too. And we thank you for your time, and whatever wife it is, I'm sure she has to put up a lot when she puts up with you. Sorry.
She's the best.
She has to be, because you are the best as well, too.
Thanks
for your time here at
halftime. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
21-10, the tally here at the break. Hartley on top of Reedy. We'll pause on the other side. Ryan and Lee with all the scores and more on our halftime show. As we said, the Hawks up by 11 at the break. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
James Odi, CPA in Bishop Reedy Catholic High School Alumnus Class of 67. Meeting all your accounting and tax needs, James Odi offers personal service tailored to your needs and exceptional quality since 1983. Google James Odi, CPA. That's ODDI at Acura Tax of Columbus. Go Reedy Silver Knights.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school team. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O, online at salazzomarble.com.
21-10 the score at halftime. Hartley leads Reedy in the CCL football game of the week. Ryan Baker back in the studios of AM 820, and I'm joined right now by Lee Cochran, sports editor of This Week Sports. And Lee, 21-20, I think this one's a little closer than most people thought. Reedy's given Hartley all they can handle.
Yeah, and I think it was a little interesting how Hartley scored at the end of the half and then went for the onside kick. And so that kind of surprised me a little bit. But, you know, Brad does that. Coach Birchfield does that. He's challenging his team a little bit. If he can get that extra score, because Reed's getting the ball to start the second half, and if he can recover that and get that score, you know, it just pushes it out a little bit more. But he's always been, you know, that kind of coach. You know, he's going to take some chances. Because the big thing is he believes in his team. He trusts his team.
And a couple things that I think we knew about both of these teams coming into this one proven true. One, with Hartley, you don't know who to stop. They've got a ton of playmakers. They can give the ball to 5-6 guys, and they can all do damage with it. And then on the flip side for Reedy, the little engine that could, Jack Foley coming off of 239 yards last week, giving the Hawks everything they want tonight.
Yeah, and it is pretty interesting. I mean, there's such a discrepancy in the size, you know, and you wonder if Hartley is just going to wear down Reedy. You know, I mean, and Hartley's won, what, 7 in a row in this series. You know, Reedy's got to be feeling pretty good now, though. Coach Cross has got to be feeling real good. You know, they got that score at the end of the half, got a field goal. I'm sure they'd love to have the touchdown to make it a one-score game. But like I said, they get the ball at the beginning of the second half. If they can somehow muster up a drive and go down and get some points, touchdown or field goal, make it a one-score game, you know, it gets a little interesting at that point.
And I know it's just one half of football, but the one thing that this first half has done to me, or for me, is I figured Reedy was going to be in the playoffs in Division 5. They've got a lot of wins on their schedule here. But this makes me feel like Reedy could be a contender and a force to be reckoned with in those Division 5 playoffs.
Yeah, and that's what you, when, you know, their schedule, you know, they're playing, like you say, playing Hartley, you know, and it's a heck of a thing for them to try to pull this off. But yeah, it's going to get interesting. And yeah, but these are the games that prepare them for the postseason. And, you know, I mean, yeah, I agree. I mean, they could make some noise in Division 5.
You mentioned, will Hartley wear down Reedy? That seemed to happen last night, Lee, as Week 7 got underway to Newark Catholic. They were tied, actually leading late in the first half. Johnstown scored in the final minute to tie them up at 13, and then the Johnnies just ran away with it in the second half. And it just looked like the numbers game, especially on the offensive and defensive lines, caught up to Reedy, because in the second half, their offensive line, you could tell, was gassed against that Johnstown defensive line, and they could not protect Hunter Chapman at all.
Yeah, and it doesn't get any easier for Newark Catholic. I mean, they've got Licking Valley next week. You know, that's, you know, Licking Valley goes into tonight undefeated. I mean, it's been a rough season for Newark Catholic. I don't think we really expected it, and I don't think they did either. There's no way they could sit there and think, you know, we would be 2-5 at this point.
Well, and injuries have really hurt them, especially on the offense or the line. Sam Went finally back, but he's missed most of the season. They've had their top two running backs out all year. They've got sophomore Derek Hawk, who was a wide receiver, switching to play running back now, and just a mash unit for Coach Franks and company. But a tough one for them last night as they fall to Johnstown. Let's get you caught up on what's going on with the other teams in the Catholic teams in the area tonight. DeSales is on the road at Edgewood, and they trail at half 3-0. Edgewood kicking that field goal on the final play of the first half. And Lee, I think the question in this is, what has happened to the DeSales offense the past 4 weeks?
Yeah, I don't think it's anything I'm going to be able to answer if Coach Wiggins hadn't been able to answer. But it has, and I think some of it is the level of competition as well. I mean, we can sit here and say, well, you know, DeSales isn't playing well on offense, but you know those teams they're going against, I mean, they're pretty doggone good.
Yeah, and DeSales now is in this area where if they lose this game tonight, it makes their game next week against Hartley extremely critical for them, because they've got Wenton Woods on the schedule the week after that, and Wenton Woods is the second best team in the state right now in Division 2.
And who would have thought at the beginning of the year we'd say, you know, DeSales could be in jeopardy of not making the playoffs? I mean, that would be, you know, you know, that'd be that's mind-boggling to me. But yeah, you know, they you know got Edgewood tonight, Hartley, then like you say, Winton Woods, and Winton Woods undefeated going into tonight.
And last week, Winton Woods beat the Bishop Chittard team out of Indianapolis, the DeSales lost to.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did, which makes it pretty interesting, you know. That game next week with Hartley, that's going to be so important, you know, for both teams. But, I mean, DeSales very well may need that one big time.
Yeah, when we sat back at the beginning of the year, you looked at that week and thought that one was going to be super important for Hartley. It's kind of flipped now, and it seems like it's going to be more important for the Stallions. Watterson has a team in the area, played a tougher schedule than the Eagles this year. And, man, they've got undefeated Bradley tonight, and Bradley is taking it to him 35-0. It's just been a tough stretch here for Watterson.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, what was it? Last week it was lost to Hartley, Benedictine, Wheelersburg. I mean, we talked about this when it started out at week four with Wheelersburg, how brutal this stretch was going to be. You know, now they get St. Charles next week, but then they close up with, you know, Dublin, Jerome, and DeSales. And those are both teams, you know, like we just talked about DeSales, but Jerome's is in the same boat. They're 4-2 coming into tonight. They are going to need some wins to get their get the playoffs for the second straight year.
You hear both of those games, the final two games against Jerome and DeSales right here on AM 820. And then a battle of teams looking for their first win of the season. St. Charles has a 7-6 lead late in the first half over Mansfield Madison. Tomorrow night, Fisher Catholic takes on Worthington Christian. Lee, some big games in the area tonight, and I think it starts right at the top with Olentangy and Olentangy Orange. And Olentangy kind of surprising me a little bit. They've got a 21-10 lead over Orange.
Yeah, but when you look at in the region, Olentangy's got a loss, but they're higher. Yep. They're number two. Orange is number three. Orange has only played one team, Dublin Jerome, who right now has a winning record. You know, now, again, they have, you know, beaten that competition soundly, but still, you know, this is their first real big game, and I was really kind of curious to see how they would respond. You know, 21-10, and, you know, maybe they, you know, get their heads, you know, back focused and see what they can do. You know, but it's a lot of these teams. You know, we wondered that about the sales for a few weeks. They were down at the half. What will we find out about the sales in the second half? It's pretty much the same. What are we going to find out about Olentangy Orange in the second half?
Yeah, and Olentangy starting the game off quick with that 74-yard touchdown pass, getting that Orange defense on their heels a little bit. It looks like they've righted the ship some here. 21-10 the score in that one. The Battle of Hard Road, Scioto has a 17-0 lead over Worthington Kilbourne. Hilliard Darby Lee taking it to Thomas Worthington, 31-14 the score in that one. A big one in the City League. Eastmore leads Independence 7-0. Olentangy Liberty got off to a slow start tonight, but they now have a 22-14 lead over Westerville South. And this one the score may catch people off guard a little bit, but you mentioned just a second ago, this is a huge rivalry game. It's always close. At the half, Pickerington Central and Lancaster tied at 7.
Yeah, and, well, last year it was 27-7, and, you know, normally these teams play each other, you know, so tight. You know, it's going to be it generally is low scoring. You know, you look at it this way. Since Coach Sherritt's been at Pickerington Central, he's only lost 34 games. He got there in 2003. Lost 34 games. Six of those have been to Lancaster.
Wow, that's
he's, a he's 9-6 against Lancaster. So, you know it's going to be a game. And Lancaster's on a roll. They lost those first two this year. You and I were like, well, you know, it could be a long season for Lancaster. You know, they've just rolled off four in a row now.
Yeah, playing much better. Some other scores here we'll give you real quick. Kaufman has a 14-0 lead over Central Crossing. Pickerington North, 49-7. They lead Grove City. Westerville Central has a 14-6 lead over Westerville North. Reynoldsburg, 14. Gahanna, 6. And Upper Arlington has a 7-3 lead over Davidson at the half. Just a reminder, stay tuned after the game, Lee and I will be back. It is the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Go ahead and be a part of the show by tweeting us your score at AM 820 Scoreboard and visit our website, am820scoreboard.com. 21-10 is the lead at the half. Hartley leads Reedy in the CCL football game of the week. Second half.